We are on Daf Mem Omid Beis. This is three lines after the lines get wide in the Omid. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Godel Talmud. Talmud is greater than Maise. Shekodam Lechal Arboim Shana. The Kiyum of Mitzvah Chale was 40 years after Matan Torah. That means so Matan Torah was given 40 years before the Mitzvah of Chale. The Mitzvah of Chale was when they came into Eretz Yisrael. As soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were Mechuyev B'Chale. But 40 years earlier, they already were Mechuyev and Limudat Torah. L'trumer l'maisreis chamishim v'arba. Now, Trume and Maisres, first they became Mechuyev after Kibush V'Chiluk, which was a 14-year affair. So the Kiyum of Mitzvahs, Trumes and Maisres, came about 54 years after Matan Torah. L'shmitem, for the Mitzvah of Hashmotas Halvois, so we first started counting Shmitim after Kibush V'Chilik. So 7 years later, there was a mitzvah of Hashmotas Alvo, which was Soif Shnas Hashmitim. So that was 61 years after Matan Torah. L'Yoivlois, the mitzvah of Yoivl was first Niskayim. Now really, it should be the Mazon Testis Kash. It's 50 years after Kibush V'Chilik. Should be 104 years after Matan Torah. The Gemara says, Meya V'Shalish, 103 years after Matan Torah. So the Gemara asks right away, Meya V'Shalish, Meya V'Arba Habin. It was 104 years after Matan Torah. So the Gemara answers, Kosova Yovel Mitchilosayu Meshamit. He holds that the mitzvah of Yovel, that the Kakois go back, the Avodim go free. So this is in the beginning of Yovel by Yom Kippurim. So when we're counting in years, when, how long it took for this mitzvah to be Niskayim, so in reality it's 103 years because the beginning of the next year, the beginning of Yovel, the mitzvah was Niskayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Godol Talmud Torah shekodam lechala aboim shonim. Kshiyotzo memitzrayim nitno lam Torah b'chodesh ha-shlishi. U'bechala loy nischaybu ad shenichnesu la'oretz. Tachsiv beboyachem. The mitzvah of Chala was, as soon as you enter Eretz Yisrael, your mechuyev afroshes Chala. Va'omar mar mishune biyazu mikol biyos shebetayre. The lotion of entering Eretz Yisrael that is mentioned by Chala is different than all other lishonis. Techsiv bohu, by all other mitzvahs, says kisavoyu, when you will come. And this could also mean after Kibush V'Chilik. V'kan nema bivayachem, as soon as you enter, mishenichnusu lo. U'betrumes u'maisres, la'ache Kibush V'Chilik. The whole mitzvah of trumes u'maisres was first chal after the 14 years of Kibush V'Chilik. Techsiv tfuas zaracho, shekolechot makir chelke, everyone was able to recognize his chelik ba'oretz, and that was 14 years. Ven yud dalet shonim, harei nun dalet, so 54 years after Matan Torah, they first were mekayim mitzvahs trumas ha-maisres. Misham ischilu limnei shmitim, then they started counting shmitim. Kedamrinim be'erchen, ba'osu shmita l'soif sheva. And then there were mekayim the mitzvah shmita at the end of the 7th year. So that is harei samach alef shanim, 61 years. Usayif nun asu yayvo harei kuf gimel. after 54 years, they started counting the Yovel, which was 103 years afterwards. So the Gemara says, so it's not 103, it's 104. So the Gemara says, Mitchilasei Mishamit, Mitchilas Hashana, as soon as the Shnas Ayovel enters, Meyema Kippurim, Avodim Niftorim, Besodeis, Choizreis, Vadayeloi, Ovro Elemem Tes. Only 49 years had in reality passed by, because in the beginning of the 50th year already, the mitzvah Yovel is chal. Avol Shviyis, the mitzvah of Hashmotas Halvois, Eina Mishametas Ela B'Seifa. There the mitzvah is at the end of the 7th year. Tersiv Miket Sheva Shonim, L'Seif Sheva Shonim. The end of the 7th year, Kol Shona Shviyis, so the whole 7th year is Beminyan Samach Aleph, so that adds up to 61 years. Now, I'd just like to say, Ashtikul Ha'ore, before we had learned, yesterday we had learned, Tosfos seems to say, Talmud Godol Shemevi, Shetalmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, we heard Rashi in Obekame, and Tosfos also seems to hold like that, that Be'emes in Maisa is more Choshev than Talmud, a Maisa Tov Yosem Elimud, and Rabbi Yosi. And then Afilu will learn not like that, Talmud Godol, Shatalmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. I mean, here the Rabbi Yosi's Memre, L'chayre Godol Talmud Shekodom L'chalo. I mean, all this seems to be proving that the Talmud Mitzad Atzmai is more Choshev than Maisa HaMitzvahs. It was necessary to give Klal Yisrael Torah, the mitzvahs came later. I mean, if Taisa says Maisa Zodiv, so here we're saying Godel Talmud. Let us go a little further. And then the next Lashon is also what seemed as a Maila Mitzad Limud HaTayre. V'cheshem, let's continue. Sheha Limud Koidem L'Maisa, just like Limud is Koidem L'Maisa, Kach Dinoi Koidem L'Maisa. So the Din, the Mishpat, that a person will be gemishpat, lasid lavoi. So this is the first question on the agenda, is limud ha-Torah. Omar Rav Amnune ein tchilas dinoi shel odom ela al divrei Torah. Shenemar peiter mayim reishis modain. A person mayim is going on Torah, a person who is peirik from himself, the oil teire, reishis modain, this is the first merive, this is the first taine that he's confronted with, la'osid lovay. Let us see Rashi. Chilas dinay liyayim hadin, chilas tviye sha'olav, the first tviye, before anything, this is the first tviye, the first demand, mi nei ma loy osakto batere. Why weren't you Isaac batere? That is the first question that is asked. Poyta mayim hapoyrek oil teire, reishis modin, kutchilas dinoi, this is the beginning of the din. Vein mayim ala teire, dechsi hoikol tzomei lechula mayim. Now let us see Taisvis. Ein tchilas dinei shel odom ella al divrei teire. Vahod ha'oma bepeik ba'memad likin. Shemachnisim odom ledin. That when a person enters the din, there's a different question asked. Oimrim loy, nasoso v'nasato be'amune. Did you do business with amune? That's the first question. And here our Gemara says the first din is on Limud HaTorah. So you have a stira, two gemoras. So Taisi says a very interesting teretz. Haino davke le'inyin shayla. That's the first question. Sheshoyin le'inloi al masa umatam. The first question is, was your business with Amune? Avo mikoma keim nifroi mimeno tchilau shleikov itim la'Torah. But the din will be on Limud HaTorah. So This Tosfos, we have to understand this. This is the first question. The din will take care about Nesosim and Nesata B'muna later, but this is the first question. After this first question is asked, this question number two is Kavati Itam La Torah, and then on the second question, the din starts on the second question. So it's very difficult to understand. So why is this the first question? This is the Baruch Haba. So I once saw in the Ben Yoyoda, I don't know if he says Pshat and Distaisvis or he says Mechlal, he says Amir de Kazach. You'll come over to a person, you'll ask him, Kavate itim la teire ve kave itim. Believe me, if I would have time, I'd do it. But listen, my father, 14 children, I have to pay a mortgage, I have to pay schach. I mean, I can't do it. I'm working 18 hours a day and I'm not making ends meet. I have a teretz. So with this, starting off with this sob story, he took care of the second question. So therefore, the first question is as follows. When you did business, were you a mamin that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one that gives panasa, or were you under the impression that it's koichi va'itzim yodi osali esachayel zeh? So before we get down to nitty gritties, let us be mevarer this shaila. Who's the one that gives panasa? You take care of yourself, you're a self-made man, or the Rabbeinu Shlalom is the one that's mazmin panasa? There's the union of ishtadlos, you have to be mishtadlo for panasa. Like I once heard from Ramesha Zechayna Levroche, he said, it's in America, he said, people, there's other mitzvahs, they're very makel, but, b'zeyas apecha toichel lechem, that the Mekayim with all the durim, they don't realize this is not a mitzvah, it's a klola. But al kolponim, so this, the first question is, did you have emune that the panos is from the Rabbeinu Shalom? And the emesin, it's in Shulchan Aruch, Neir Chaim, when it speaks about kviyas itim la Torah. So it says in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, after he finishes davening, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, Neir Chaim as follows, V'yikva eis lilmeit. Right after, it should be keveya, a time to learn. Now, the word v'yikva means the tzorech shi kavua. It shouldn't be wishy washy. It should be kavua. Sheloya virenu. He shouldn't. Well, today not. Af imhu savo lahalviyach halbe. Even though if he'll today he'll be mevater on his shir, he'll be able to make a lot of money. So today he will push it away. No, that's not called kavata itim la Torah. Kavata itim la means whatever amount you're setting aside to learn, this is whatever will be of a merdik, a business deal, not this time. Shteiten Mishneh Brura, the ish kozeh hu mi balei emune shemamin shalayech saloy mizay noisab al yedei zeh. Person is kaveya itim and he sees such a deal in front of him and it will just today he'll be mavata, he'll be able to support himself for the rest of his life, he'll be able to mavia chalbei, and he says, no, this is my obligation to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and what the Rabbeinu Shloilom will take care of me, because the time said the Rabbeinu Shloilom is taking care of me. This is called Bala Yamuna. So Memela, the first question that is asked is Nasosov Nasata Be'emune. Be'emune means, are you a mamin that the Rabbeinu Shloilom gives panosa? Well, if he flunks on the first question, so he says, oh, that's definitely sure, fine. So now after we went through that hurdle, now we'll ask you a second question. Kavate itim la Torah. So he lost his 14 kids and this, Rabbeinu Shlom is giving the parnosach, and then there was a chiv to learn Torah. So that's why the question that is first asked is nasosav nasata b'emuna. Yeah, God, it's very meduyik, the loshen of Rav Nuna, ein tchilas dine shalodim ela al divrei Torah. Alosh and Shlili. Not that the Sata, when the Sosa Sata win is the din. אין תחילס דינו אלו על דברי תוירה. But this could the source of the sacrament is asked first. But that's not the din. The din starts with kmiyas itim. Now the Gemara says further, uchashem shedinoi koidim lemaise, just like the din of limud haTorah comes before all maisim, kach schoroi koidim lemaise. The payment, the schar, also is koidim lemaise. Shenema v'yitilem arzeis goyim, Rabbeinu Shalom gave Klal Yisrael Arzas Goyim, lands of nations, V'amal Lo'umim Yiroshu, and the Yarshin, the Omo Lo'umim, that means that what the Umis Ha'ilam had worked on, their possessions, their buildings, the Klal Yisrael takes it over from them. Ba'avul, why is Klal Yisrael deserving to take over these lands and the Amal Ha'umim? Because of the Shmira of the Chukim and the Netzira of the Torah. So Rashi says as follows. Hashem Shedin Paronius Torah Koidem Ledin Paronius Maise Kach Schorei Dishar Im Osak B'Torah Koidem Leschar Maise. The Esik B'Torah, that Schar is paid before the Schar Maise. Ba'avu yishmeru chuka, v'ma ma'ala el tishmeru zu mishne. So that's because of the limud of the chukim. Yinzayru yikaimu. Zogt die Gemara weiter, kol she'enoi loy b'mikra v'loy b'mishne, a person who is not b'mikra, not b'mishne, not b'yishuv, not b'dercherz, a'ene min a'yishuv. Omar Rabbi Yochanan u'posel la'edis. And this person is posel la'edis. Tana Rabbonon ha'oichel b'shuk, a person who eats in the street, areze doime lekelev. So he's like a dog. V'yesh aimrim posel la'edis. He's also posel la'edis. Amar Ravidi baroven aloche ki yesh aimrim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, posel la'edis. Now why is he posel la'edis? The kivin she'ene min ha'yishuv. This person has No Torah, no Mishnayis, and he's no Derech Eretz, he's not Isaac in business, he doesn't do Mas or Matan Bemun, he's not Min HaYishuv. So Ein Makbid Alatzmoy, Ve'ein Loi Boishis Ponim. So he doesn't have any self-esteem, any self-respect, he's not doing anything, we'll see later, he's good for nothing. He's not doing anything. So in such a matziv, if you don't have self-respect and you don't have vein loy boishes ponim, he's living like this. He's not ashamed of his standard and type of living. We'll see soon. V'chein ha'oichel b'shuk, a person who eats in the street, oil vein makbid al kvoidoy. Einay boish, so he's also not ashamed, lizalzel ba'atzmai, to degrade himself, will he postle, become postulated. So, Dachsme Rashi is telling us, Amoyre de Kazach, Rashi is telling us that what the Torah believed to Edim, and we assume they're telling the truth, that is because a normal person has self-respect. And if he stated in Besdin, this and this occurred, and later we'll find out that he's a liar, he had the audacity to lie, people will look down at him, and his whole esteem will go down the drain. The Torah relied on the self-esteem that a normal person has of himself, that will hold himself back from saying a lie. But if you have a person, Hashi God says in Gittin, the beginning of Gittin, Eidem Achsumim al Ashtar is Kilo Nechkiro Edusam Bebezn. So Rashi says, that means I don't have to think maybe they forged the signatures, because a person does not have the chutzpah to be mezayev. That means, what if they even find out? It'll be, he's, he is no honesty, no trust. He'll be looked down upon. So that is why the Loshon of the Sma is grad in Siman Lamed Daled, Chayshinin sheyidu sheker v'loy yachushu sheyivoda hadovo v'yovoy aleim chelpo bushev, that people will know they said false eidus and bezin. They not pidem ala bushev, it doesn't bother them, they're covered, so you don't have respect for me, you degrade me, it doesn't bother them, they're, so such people are posel eidus. Now let us see Tosfos. V'yesh oimrim af posel eidus. Perish bekuntres hoyel ve'enei makbid al atzmoy. Since he's not makbid on his actions, enei boish lezalzel ba'atzmoy v'lifsel. But where do we see this? We see this because he eats in the middle of the street, so he has no self-respect. V'koshe amai posel eidus. Who Omrinim b'Yerushalmi Abshimin b'Rebbe Hava Ochel b'Shuke. Abshimin, the son of Rebbe, was eating in the street. Chozie Rameyah saw him eating in the street. Omalei Ein Shvach leTalmid Lechel b'Shuke. It's not a covet for a Talmud Chochem to eat b'Shuke. Now, from this Yerushalmi we see he's not a caliph, he's not a nice wolf, he's not a... It's not proper, it's not bekovedik for Talmud Chochem to eat b'shuk, but it seems it's not so wrong either. Mashmid de la'acher enk peide, for Talmud Chochem, it's not Talmud Chochem, the Rambam Dachsman Hilchis Day says that Talmud Chochem is a different Shulchan Aruch, he has to act differently than a normal person. So, but Al Kaponim, here it's the Rashi says he doesn't have any boishes, he's any boishes, also batsmai. So before we see Tosfos Teretz, the Gosh Yaivet says over here, Dachsame the Smart and Shulchan Aruch also says this, that Ishuk is a very part of his statement. It matters how many people there are b'shas when he's eating. If it's in the middle of Times Square, it's in front of everybody, the Shulchan Aruch b'fnei kol ha'om. That, it seems, that's degrading. If there's not too many people there and he goes and eats something, so memele there, he won't become posel eidus. A Talmud Chochem should not do this either. That's one way how to fend for Tosfos Kashya, but Tosfos brings down other thoughts. Meperesh Rabbeinu Chananu, the hochi mairi shechoytev va'oichel. Napshat, the etzem eating in the street is not too bad. It's not such a bizoyin. Napshat is he's in the street and he chaps food from someone out in the middle of the street. He chaps someone's eating an ice cream or took out and he chaps it away and starts eating himself. Bifneyam beide. Frek Tosfos, vim taima, him came sheeted the apostle, the gazlanos, so don't have to come on to any new reasons. He's a gazlan. Vyeshloima shechaytev poches mishavapota. No. He won't do such a thing. He's chaytev poches mishavaput. So on Hilchus Gazlan, he's not a Gazlan. But, in Amishin Gozal Dova Sheni Makpedolov. So Al Kalponim, in Hilchus Gzeila, he's not too bad. He's not a Gazlan. But to do this Bifnei Rabin, that shows that, what kind of a person he is. Rav Rab Eliyo Meforich, Gigoin Shaholach Eitzel Hamoichim. Anupshat, he goes to sellers, he goes to stores, v'toyem mishel kulam ma'at ma'at, ki'ilu roitze liknes man. That means, he goes into the store, there was 20 wine stores over there, and he goes in and he says he'd like to buy some wine, but he'd like to taste it first, no problem. He drinks half a glass of it. Nah, it's not for me. He goes to 20 stores like this. Then he goes into the bakery and he goes to the vegetable store and
he ends up with a pretty hearty meal. So that kegain shalach etzal moichim v'toyim mishel kulam ma'at ma'at ki'ilu roitze liknois mehem v'nicha hashte shekoirin kelep. We compare him to a dog. Shedaymu lekelab oichel kan ma'at v'kan ma'at. That means a kelab also doesn't have a three-course meal put away from here for him, but he helps himself in different places, and that's how he fills himself up. So you have to understand. So what is it? Ha'oichel b'shuk. First of all, it's a different pshat. It's not he's eating in the street. It's ha'oichel b'shuk. So my shvoger wanted to say ha'oichel b'shuk means, that means ha'oichel b'shuk, he doesn't eat at home. He's always eating, b'shuk could be in the marketplace. That means that's where he eats. He's like a kelet. He has already his kavua dike. Places where to go, and Sarei said doima lekelev because, but that's where he eats. He's not, and the avle shaboy could be he's a. I don't know if it's al bezoyin al according to Rabbeinu Leo. I don't know if he's ain loy boishes, or could be this person taka is not an honest person. I mean, we see Chloe is not honest. We see from his actions that he's not honest. He's telling people he has an intent of buying by them. He just wants to taste it, and he has no intent at all. So this person is a professional liar. So we can't trust him for Eidus. V'netam pirish t'oichel b'shukhanish oichel suda de pas, the gnaya, he said. The Rabbi Netam says it matters what you're eating. One is eating not such a kavuadike meal, bashuk, so that is perhaps for Talmud Chochem it's not proper. A person is eating a kavuadike meal, so then the gnai yoisa. That's how the Bein Tam famfos. Zok the Gemara weiter, Dorish bar kapore, ragzon le osa biyodoi elo ragzonusa. A person who has a temper and things anger him very much. Le'osa b'yodai, what does he remain with? Elo ragzanusa. So Rashi says, Le'osa b'yodai b'schorei elo k'chash b'sorei b'ragzanusa. What does he remain with? What does he gain from his ragzanus? All he gains is that he eats himself up and he'll get sick from it. Loin nistaker klum. That means he's not gaining anything. That means the person perhaps imagines, you can step all over me, think I'll show you. So he screams and he, whatever he does, he does all these things. But what did he accomplish? All he accomplished is he made himself sick. Now the Gemara is saying, if you have such a person who's not b'mikra b'mishta d'acheretz, make a neder that you should stay away from him. Shenema b'moishav leitzim lo yoshav moishovay moishav leitzim. This person, you get close with him, all you're going to get from him is Litzonis. Why? Deir nidoir, shenei moishim leitzim layosh, v'zeh shena be'echad me'elu, be'mei yisasek. So what does he, how does he consume time? Loi b'mikra, loi b'mishne, loi b'derech eretz, like this, he's Isaac in business, so he's the conflict in business, he's not b'derech eretz either. So his whole existence is in Litzonis, so make a neder that you shouldn't have any shaykhs with him. Hadron aloch ha'ish ha'niknis, that is Beis Hashem, start the second perik, ha'ish mekadish boy u'bishlucha. A person can marry a woman, by himself, he can make the Maisa Kedushin, or it can be done by sending a shliach to make the Maisa Kedushin for him. Ha'isha miskadeshes bo ubishlucha. She could accept the Kedushin, or she could make a shliach to accept the Kedushin for her. Ha'ish mekadish es bita ikshehinara. A person can marry off his daughter when she's a nara, boy ubishlucha, himself and to his shliach. So Rashi says, ish mekadish boy ubishlucha, with more yalef law that one could make kedushin to a shliach. She nara, v'choshken kshi ktana. If she's a ktana, so she b'chlal is not capable of marrying herself off, so then zicher, the father has a bailus to marry her off. Im kibol kedushim mekadeshes, v'hai denokat nare, oirech arash minon, the Tana is telling us the proper way to marry off a daughter. The ktana lechatchila loy, one should not marry off a ktana, kidem aforish b'gemara, we'll see in the Gemara, why not? Zog the Gemara, hashta b'shluchay mekadish, boy mi boy. So the Gemara says, I want to ask you a kasha. The Mishnah is telling us that a person could marry off, can marry an isha to a shliach. So why does it say he himself can make the ma'aseh kedushin? If it can be done through a shliach, avada gevis, he can make it himself. Omar Rav Yosef, mitzvah boy yoiser mibishluchay. Now the Mishnah is not telling us he could make the ma'aseh kedushin, and the shliach could make the ma'aseh kedushin. In making fashteitzach, if you tell me he can make a shliach, izicha is bekayach to make kedushin. So the Mishnah is telling us it is more proper that he should make the ma'aseh kedushin. Mitzvah boy yoiser mi bishluchay. There's a mitzvah that he should do it, and this is a greater mitzvah than it's done through a shliach. Ki ha de Rav Safche. Rav Safche, now the Gemara brings a raya. Ki ha de Rav Safche machich reishe. Rav Safche used to roast the head of a behemoth lekovit Shabbos. That was his Asik Lakovit Shabbos. Rove Molach Shibute. Rove used to salt the fish. So Memele, so we see from this, Mitzvah Boy Yaisa Mibishlucha. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mitzvah Boy Yaisa Mibishlucha. There's a greater mitzvah when he does it than when a shliach does it. So now, Rashi is very interesting. The chi osik gufoi b'mitzvahs, when he himself is personally involved in the mitzvah, mekabel schar tvei. So he gets more schar. So, I had a shtikel ha'ore. God, well, later I found the say, the smochus has the sa'ore. The Gemara says it's a greater mitzvah when he does it than when he marries her himself to when the shliach does it. Fine. And then Rashi throws in mekabel schar tvei. He gets more schar. We're talking about it's a greater mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yaisa mebishluchei mekabel schar tvei. Perhaps Rashi is telling us as follows. There are certain mitzvahs that one can enhance the mitzvah. For example, a person can buy a pair of tefillin, $400. It's kosher tefillin. But he can buy a mahutah pair of tefillin for $800. It's more mahudadik, the ksav is a nice ksav, the bias is a nice bias. There's hidurim. In the kiyum ha-mitzvah, a mohude de ke pair tefillin is a more chosh of a mitzvah. It's a more chosh. He's not a lafan of a mitzvah. That means it's the mitzvah alone. There's a grade A mitzvah. There's a grade B mitzvah. The mitzvah, good, you're yoitze. But it's a different type of mitzvah. You could drive with a Cadillac, you can drive with a 1970 Pontiac, and maybe you'll get in the same place, but this is more convenient, more efficient. The mitzvahs are more choshev mitzvah, it's not lafan of a mitzvah. Now, here we are speaking about this a mitzvah of Kiddushin. This mitzvah of Kiddushin, let us just mention the Rambam Perikal of Halacha Beis from Hilchas Issues explains as follows. Before Matan Torah, the Seder of Issues was that a man met a woman and they both agreed on marriage, and he took her in a secluded place and he was boil her, and she was his wife. That was Issues before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, there became a different Seder that Nisuin can only come about after he makes a kinyan in her. That will learn a kiikach ishisha ubala. That kiikach ishisha. Then he says, likuchin eilu mitzvis asei shel Torah. So the Ritz Loshen Rambam would seem, when a person marries an isha, he's mekayim a mitzvah ki yikach ish isha. Yikach is loshen kinyan. He made a, that's a mitzvah. Now, if a person will mekayna a isha through himself, or a person will mekayna an isha through his shliach, so could we say that the kinyan, the acquisition of ownership, there's a chilek if it was acquired through the shliach, if it's acquired through him. When the shliach makes it, she's only 70% his wife, and he makes it 100% his wife, chas v'shalom. In the etzem kinyan, which is the mitzvah, there's no difference whatsoever. The shliach makes it, you end up with the same result. So the mitzvah of kiyikach yishisha, we'll see perhaps in the Ran, this is perhaps a Hechsher, the mitzvah spiriyah v'rivyeh, that is the mitzvah. But whatever it is, whatever the mitzvah might not be, there's no difference in the end result if the kinyan came about through his shliach or came about to himself. So Rashi had a kasha, what's this mitzvah boy yoiser mi bishlucha? A bigger mitzvah. It's not a bigger mitzvah. The same, the mitzvah, he has a wife. Achilik, if he gave her the ring, if the shliach gave her a ring, the same wife, there's no difference. So therefore Rashi says, that what the Gemara says, mitzvah boy yoiser mi bishlucha, the chi osik gufay be mitzvahs mekabel schar tvei. There's more schar. And so, we had mentioned perhaps last week or 2 weeks ago, the Goyin says that he says Pshat Nemedrish Yechayenu Miyoymayim Viyoyma Shlishi Yikimenu V'nichya Dachsma. That's the Pasuk Vayhi Viyoyma Shlishi. So the Goyin says that Scham, that Emerson, the Maise Mitzvahs of the Ovis, is we as Tildes of the Ovis derive benefit from their Maise Mitzvahs, since we the descendants of the Ovis. But there's a big problem, the Goyin says, that Scham Mitzvah Bahai Al Meleke. This world is not great enough to pay for one mitzvah. So how do we derive benefit from the mitzvah of the Ovis? So the Goyin answers that the mitzvah of the Akedah, we will only derive benefit in Olam Haba. And this world, Chametz Bayal Malek.
What we do derive benefit is Yechayenu Miyemoyim, what Avraham Avinu had done the first 2 days. And he gives an example. Vayachvoishes chamoiroi, hu chovash ba'atzmoi. The hachone to the mitzvah, that's not my sakeide, but the hachone to the mitzvah, he did not ask anyone to be chovish the chamoiroi, he did it himself. Now, the inyan of being chovish a chamoir, the chamoir, he falls into the picture, he's a way of, this is a way of traveling to the Mokim HaKedah. He'll get there the same time if he's chovish the chamoir, if his mishalos will be chovish the chamoir, get there the same time. What did Avraham Avinu accomplish by Vayach? Hu ba'atzvoi chovish esrechemer? He showed the importance of this action. If this is Ratzon Hashem, I want to do it myself. That shows how he's machshiv this pula. This is not a Maisa HaMitzvah. This is the Maisa HaMitzvah. It was not Keda. This was, so putting a saddle on the Chamoir is not a Maisa HaMitzvah. And it's all different if he'll do it somewhere else. But it shows his cheshivas, how he gives importance in kavod to the mitzvah. He wants to do it himself, to do the Ratzon Hashem himself. And on that, we get schar on this world, the Goyin says. That this is not schar mitzvah. This is an addition to the mitzvah. This is a chshivas that he's showing how he's machshiv the mitzvah. So that could be, that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying the chiosik gufoy b'mitzvah is when he himself is being oisik in the mitzvah, mekabos, not that the mitzvah gets, it's a more choshev a mitzvah, it's a mehuda dike tefillin, it's a mehuda dike yishus, the yishus is the same, but mekabos chartvei, because his participating in this maisa mitzvah shows how choshev it is in his eyes, so mekabos, now you get charafel on this world, that's the mitzvah boy yoisim abishluchay, he's machshiv the mitzvah. And the nafkamin is not legabi the etzim mitzvah. No, his actions, what he is doing to be mekayim the mitzvah. And the Gemara brings a raya. Rove the machich reisha, Rav Safra machich reisha, the kovid Shabbos, molach shibuto dag. Now there's a moiredeke kuntres achen from the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simen Reishnun. There is a kasha na gemore, and says a meir de keteretz. He says the loshen Rambam is that there's a choiv al kol adam to do something kavod Shabbos. That's kvoidei shel Shabbos. Every person, from the greatest Talmud Chachem to the greatest usher to whatever it is, you have to do something. That's kavod Shabbos. You have to do something for kavod Shabbos. That's a chiyuv. Rambam says there's a chiyuv. Our Gemara compares these two things. Mitzvah, boy, yaisa, me bishluchoy, that's why he said boy, and Rav Safra, Chorach Reishe, so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's not a comparison. This is a mitzvah ba'alme, it's a nice thing, it's a proper thing. Here, this is a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah of kavod Shabbos. I mean, what's it's a choiva, the Rambam says. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says a beautiful teretz. Chazal are telling us what each one did specifically. Rav salted the fish. Now, in order to be mekayim this mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, there were 20 other things that he could have done. But he always salted the fish. Why did he always salt the fish? Not because it doesn't take as long as something else. No, no, no. He had to do something. But he wanted to salt the fish. Why did he want to salt the fish? Because he enjoyed fish very much. Now, from the fish, he had to give Merdeka Oynik Shabbos. Now, if his wife will salt the fish, and he'll do something else, the fish will taste the same. No problem. She knows. He knows exactly how many grains of salt to put on the fish. His wife will do the same. No problem.
But in the Einik Shabbos that he's deriving, which is a different mitzvah besides the Kovet Shabbos, this Einik, he wanted to show how Choshev Einik Shabbos is, and this he enjoyed the most, so he's the one that's going to bring about this Einik Shabbos. So this is similar to mitzvah bo yaisem b'shluchai. Als the chayv of Kovet Shabbos, he didn't have to salt fish. He could do something else. With Kovet Shabbos, he could prepare the candles. He could do this, look at his yaitse. That's also the Kovet Shabbos. He'll prepare the candles and put them in the candles. He'll put them in the menorah. He'll prepare the candles. He's also mekayim Kovet Shabbos. The reason he chose this, because he wanted a chaparayim in the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, that the Einik should come through him. He should be mesav of the Einik Shabbos. So this is the comparison. This is a mitzvah of having a wife. I could have the same kinyan can be acquired by making the chashlik, but I want it to come through me. So this is the comparison of this maisa mitzvah of Rav Safran Rove to mitzvah boy yoisa mi bishluchai. Ike da amri. Now the Gemara says that what it says, that a husband should be around by the Erison. If he's not around, not only he's losing a Yisrein mitzvah, he's losing schar, isurin ami ispa, which is an isa. Kid Rav Yehuda Marav, Dom Rav Yehuda Marav, also lo odom sheikadish ase isha ad sheireno. So here we're speaking about, he didn't see her till now, that this is the first time he's gonna see her by the Eresin, that's gonna be the first time. And if he sends a shliach, and now he's too busy, he'll send a shliach. I'll see you afterwards when I'll see you later. So then there's an issa. Why? Shema yirebo dovo megune. Maybe he'll notice something which will bother him tremendously. With his gana olof, and she won't have a chshivis by him. Rachmona oma vahafto l'reyacha kamoicha. That means this is not an I feel he won't give her a gift, whatever it is, but this is not an ideal marriage, that the woman does not find chayn be'inei baila. It's the opposite. It's gana be'inei baila. So, ma lo lo tzora zois, als the chiv of vahafto l'reyacha kamoicha, you zicha wouldn't want to get married to someone and you shouldn't find chayn in their eyes. So memele, therefore, that it is more than a hiddur to see the wife, to be there, not al mitzvah, there's an issa. Because entering a marriage, with this gamble, maybe shemet is gana olav, this is a avla. Yeah. V'chi yitma da Rav Yosef aseif yitma. Rav Yosef that said that the only maila of being by the marriage is al mitzvah bo yosef me bishluche, he said this on the seif of the Mishnah. We learn to ishim is kadeshes bo bishlucha. So yes, the same kasha hashta bishlucha mekatsha bo mi boi. Rav Yosef mitzvah bo yosef me bishlucha. Now it's preferable for her to be there, the better than a shliach is. There's a mitzvah she'll get scha. Ki hod Rav Safra machichrei she rov amolach shibute. Avol boho isure lespo. But here there's no isa. Ki derei shlokish, the omerei shlokish, tav le meisav tandu ve le meisav amolach. Reish Lakish has said a woman is not so particular as a man, and so as long as she's married, that means if she agreed to get married to this person without seeing him, she agreed to get married, so there was a commitment, now things will not bother her. Even though she had pictured him that he looked like he was handsome and good looking, whatever her fantasies were, and it's not like that, But al koponim, a woman is satisfied as long as she has a husband and she's not alone. So memele, so the issa does not apply by a woman. If she's maskim to get married without seeing him, but by her there's only an inyan of mitzvah bo yaisa mibishlucha. What does Rashi say? Bo yisura namiik im yochel akadish ba'atzmai. That's amir de kerashi. If he could be this din, that there is an issa, is im yochel lekadesh ba'atzmai. That means if he could be there by the kedusha. If he can't be there, if the circumstances make that he ran away to America, she was still in Europe and she's coming, but they want to make sure she gets married, so he made a shliach. If he couldn't be there, there's no issa. So but im yochel, if he could be there by the chasne, im yochel kadish pasim v'kiddish aydei shliach, the mitzvah sheyerena, there's a mitzvah to see her, shemot is gan olav, let's take away all possibilities which might come about. Ritma de Rav Yoisla, me mitzvah hu de ike, v'lab yisur asei fitma. Aber bo af al pi shaloira osu, even though she didn't see him, leke yisure loimar shema tira boidova megune, v'amre shlokish tab le meisev tandu, moshalu shanoshim oimreis al bal koldu. Any husband, shuhu toiv le sheves, it's better to sit in shnei gufim, to be with a husband and wife, mi sheves amone, and to be alone. Tan is guf, du shnayim. Vikashi, so Rashi asks, so Rabbi Yosef brought a raya from the sefer that there's a mitzvah boy Yosef mishluch. Vikashi, ochanami gabi didoi ki yisura. If she's getting married through a shliach, so when the husband comes, he encounters a shliach. So the husband is being over anissa by going through with this marriage. So there's an issa also in the sefer. He kisur ki yob kedushin lishlucha v'leichazilo. So Rashi says einachanami for the husband to go and be mekadosh hashliach this zichan issa umiyu masnisim b'dido koma. The Mishnah is speaking about her chelik of the marriage. The he mekadosha bo bishlucha hilkach odetone bo lemitzvah ashmina. By Gabi her, if there's a mitzvah, she'll get more schar if she'll be mekabel the kedusha. Aval isuri legabi dido leka nisa will not apply for her. Aval reishit ayre b'didei tona boy mishum isuri. There it says an isa. Just let us see Taisvitz. Ish mekadish hashta bishluch mekadish boy mi boy. So maybe the Mishnah is coming to tell us that not only through himself, even through a shliach, if the Mishnah would say two cases, so then there's a svara to say Rabbeinu Kodesh heard one case. Later he heard the other case, and he didn't, since the Chassid Ein, the first case, so Mamela, he didn't want to erase it, and so we have both cases. But if the halacha was said in two words, so Kochach, he heard this halacha at one time, and since the boy is superfluous, there's no need to tell us this. So here we have Akasha, why did the Mishnah have to tell us this lashon? Yitma de Rabbi Yosef HaSeifa Yitma, lochi lemuka ha-reishe, echagoin shem makiro. Let's say that speaking about that he saw her once already, then taker, there's no issa. Mishum doho minolon, how do you know that that's pshat in the reishe? Dilma maslisa mairi bein makira bein eine makira. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us to be there by eine makira, by fili surike. And milsa drav yosef lei neida. That's why we said, drav yosef is going in the safe. Also, mishikadi shisha, af agav diktoni ish mekadesh lechatchile, Einokelash mean in din kedushin, that means it's a kedushin lechatchila yidei shluchoi, but the yeser schar and yeser mitzvah is mitzvah boy yoysa mi bishluchoi.